Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lana Del Rey never intended summertime sadness to be heard at this tempo. But if you are on TikTok, you're used to hearing popular songs remixed and sped up. Artists are now getting ahead of the trend by releasing sped up versions of their own songs. For more, we're joined by journalist Kieran Press Reynolds, who's been writing about this phenomenon. Hi there.
Hi.
Let's listen to another one of these pretty popular remixes. Here's Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish, sped up. So that voice is not even recognizable as Billie Eilish, except Billie Eilish is a chipmunk. When did you start realizing this was getting popular, that it was a trend and not just a you know, something some people were doing?
You know, I think sped up songs have been happening for a really long time. Like, it dates back almost like the 90s and the early 2000s. This Norwegian duo called Nightcore invented this whole aesthetic of speeding up songs. And so as like a child and a teenager, I was finding a lot of this stuff on YouTube, but it was very niche. And I think it wasn't until a few years ago where you started to see a lot of these mainstream songs, especially like Billie Eilish and Lana Del Rey, get remixed. And suddenly like a song, like a Lady Gaga song from 10, 15 years ago would go viral again. Basically any type of song, like a radio song or underground song, a lot of them are like preemptively being released as sped up versions.
Well, we're going to dig into those, but it's not just current songs that are getting sped up. People are digging into the archives. Here is House of Memories from Panic at the Disco. And when your fantasies become your legacy, promise me a place in the House of Memories. Okay, so that's how it sounds on the album, but here's the same song sped up and released on Panic at the Disco's official YouTube channel. So which artists are choosing to oversee these sped up remixes?
One that really comes to mind is like Steve Lacy with his song Bad Habit, where I think he didn't even, originally he released the song and it went viral and he didn't even want a sped up version, but his label was like, you know, if you do this, it'll really explode. And he did. And then his song went to number one on the charts. I'm not hiding, you grabbing me hard, 'cause you know what you found is biscuits, is gravy there. I think pretty much like any artist now can see the potential in this, and they're kind of just like striking while it's hot. No matter how the original is, it kind of sounds both like freaky and also really thrilling when it's sped up.
It's not possible, really. It's difficult to dance to it, I will say that. And it's not just that people are taking songs and just turning up the tempo or stretching them out in some cases, but often they take songs and then mix them in with other songs. Here's one that I actually like. This is Childish Gambino's Do You Like, and it's mixed with an instrumental synthwave track called Resonance, and then they're both sped up. Kieran, how different is this practice from what DJs do?
You know, it's not really too far off, and I love that remix. I think a lot of what we're seeing now is like everyone is kind of becoming a DJ almost on social media and on TikTok. Any song now is not a finished song. It's kind of just like raw material to be remixed, because anybody at home can make these really interesting and often inventive edits of songs by mashing, in this case, two different very popular songs. Childish Gambino would never have dropped that on his own, you know.
I mean, I got to say, in preparation for this conversation, I went and I'm a classical musician, so I started speeding up opera, and it actually sounded pretty good. But I, you know, in classical music, people spend their careers trying to figure out how a composer wanted something to sound, right? Like, what were their original intentions? Is that not important in pop songs? Is it somehow a disservice to this art to change it this dramatically?
Well, first of all, I would love to hear some sped up classical. I have not heard that yet, and that sounds awesome. And, you know, I think it's kind of a mixture. I think it is in some ways a disservice to artists who are like maybe willingly or unconsciously sacrificing kind of like the longer song format where you have it develop and you kind of go through like a narrative arc with a song. But I think in a lot of ways it opens up new potential, because for a fan's favorite song, it's kind of amazing to be able to hear it in like a new hue, a new tone. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes even the most viral sped up songs don't totally eclipse an original song. I think people are listening to both the original and the sped up usually.
It worries me though, Kieran, I gotta be honest, because so much in culture right now is about rushing through things. People listen to podcasts at double speed. People listen to audiobooks at higher speeds because everyone's rushing to get to the next thing or to fit as many things as possible into a day. Is this not people rushing through a piece of music instead of really sitting down and hearing it?
I do feel like in a lot of ways that's true, especially the way that it gets, these songs get playlisted. Like on Spotify, there's a sped up songs playlist with over 2 million likes. And I think a lot of that prioritizes like passive engagement with the music.
Yeah.
It's sort of almost like doom scrolling in that way, but like a kind of twisted inverse version of that. But it's interesting to me that like artists are more willing to do these kind of, you know, more eccentric remixes, especially with a lot of male artists, like kind of going against convention by basically like chipmunking their voice and making it super squeaky, which is kind of like, especially in rap, it's been a bit of like more of a taboo.
I want to go back to the piece that you wrote about this, though, and I'm going to quote you back to you. Sorry. But you said, so many mashups are low effort, and the heap of fast, slow remixes and other online styles form something like a giant musical landfill, the cultural equivalent of a black hole into which we're pouring all our attention and killed time. Have you changed your mind on that? Because that's you being concerned.
No, I think I'm definitely still on the same wavelength. And I think a lot of my concern was with like AI remixes things and how that would make it easier for a lot of people to kind of just pump out this detritus. And I think what concerns me the most about this trend is the way that labels have kind of seized on it as like a lucrative opportunity, where it's a lot of just like every big song that comes out is also being released with sped up and slowed down remixes.
Yeah.
I spoke with one remixer who said they were only getting paid like $200 to essentially recreate what a kid had made on TikTok, a sped up audio kid had made. So it didn't feel the most like legitimate what they were doing all the time.
So one of the reasons I like the remix we heard from Childish Gambino and then mixing it with Resonance was, to me, that sounds like something a DJ would do. And you talked about the fact that there are sometimes these moments of brilliance in some of these remixes. I wonder if you can recommend one that is actually brilliant rather than just a giant musical landfill.
Yeah, totally. I really like this artist, Lucifer, who is I would describe as like a shadowy internet rapper. He started popping off because of the song Body Parts. It kind of sounds like you're exploring this volcanic dungeon and there's like smoke all around you and it becomes really cinematic. And it took off on TikTok because people would use it for these anime edits and these very up-tempo hype edits. And I think it kind of unlocked something that was lurking in the song, but that at its normal tempo, you couldn't really feel.
So if anyone's going to go looking for that song now, Lucifer is L-U-C-I, the number 4, and Body Parts is spelled with a Z.
Yes.
Is this a trend that will pass?
You know, I'm not sure. I feel like It'll be interesting to see, especially like how labels deal with TikTok. I know that UMG removed all of their music. So it's kind of like a lot of it seems dependent on TikTok because of how user-generated material is so high priority on there. I've noticed at least this year, there have been less sped up songs going viral in the past few months. So people may be getting sick of it. The trend might have reached its zenith and might be fading now. But I'm not sure. I think that remixing in general is not going to stop on social media because a lot of what goes viral is dependent on engagement. And sometimes the most shocking, provocative edits that you would never expect to happen, they're going to keep going viral for sure.
That's Kieran Press Reynolds. Kieran, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.